This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
That's me, Uncle Charlie. Someone older than me called me that the other day and said, "How do you like someone older than you calling you uncle?" Well, it doesn't bother me at all. It just means that I'm part of the family, and that's just what I want to be. Well, we have a full lineup of music today, including a visit in Company Corner. Of course, we'll wind up with a story as we always do. It's called Get Smart. The story is really a reply to a question that we got in the mail.
Uncle Charlie, I read in the Bible that we should fear the Lord. Does that mean I should be afraid of God?
If you've ever wondered that, our story will help you find the answer. Well, let's get to our music, okay? The cousins start out today with a bright round that honors the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen.
I love the Father.
It's one thing to say we love the Lord, it's another thing to act like it. We can only show Jesus that we love Him by the way we live. Cousins, I like your next song. It says, "I'll live for Jesus."
I'll live for Jesus day after day. I'll live for Jesus.
As we live our lives for Jesus, let's be thankful for everything God sends our way. Even the little things are important. 4-year-old Sherilyn tells us more about it in her song, "Handle with Care." Listen.
Dewdrops and flowers playing for hours. Orange blossoms painting the trees. Birds sweetly singing, melodies ringing, watching me. Ice cream.
Even though it's early in the program, with the words of Sherilyn's song in mind, let's bow our heads together and let's pray, all right?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious gift of life. We thank you for all the little things that we enjoy day by day. Help us not to pass them by. For the pets that you give us, the flowers, the trees, the sunshine, yes, and even the rain and the snow. Thank you for all things. We thank you especially for our friendships with others, and we pray for our friends just now. We pray for those who are going through some hard times. I pray that you would be with them and help them to count their blessings instead of just thinking of the things for which they are sorry. Thank you for this time together with our friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Since many thousands of Christians could be praying at the same time, have you ever wondered if God can hear you pray? Does he pay attention? Lisa Sue's song will answer that question.
Number 22 at playing soccer. I'm never more than second when we play any game. You call me at 555-7778. Never mind your number. What's your name? God's children don't have numbers. He calls me by my name. And though he has a million kids, no two are just the same. When God hears me pray, he does not say, that's number 16,033. No, I believe that when I pray, the angels hear the Father say, hush, Lisa's talking to me. I'm lockers number 4211. At school, my desk is number 5 in back of Mary Jane. I can't recall if 70 is my IQ or my weight. Never mind your number. What's your name? God's children don't have numbers. He calls me by my name. And though he has a million kids, no two are just the same. When God hears me pray, he does not say, that's number 16,033. No, I believe that when I pray, the angels hear the Father say, hush, Lisa's talking to me. God's children don't have numbers, he calls me by my name. And though he has a million kids, no two are just the same. When God hears me pray, he does not say, that's number 16,033. No, I believe that when I pray, the angels hear the Father say, hush, Lisa's talking to me.
Boys and girls, do you ever stop to think about the wonderful world that God has given us? The miracle of trees and rivers and planets and stars, the sun just the right distance from the earth so we don't freeze and we don't burn up either? It's a miracle, all right. And that's what 5-year-old Carl's song is all about. Listen.
What drives the stars without making a sound? Why don't they crash when they're spinning around? What holds me up when the world's upside down? I know it's a miracle. Who tells the ocean we're stuck on the sand? What keeps the water from drowning the land? Who makes the rules? I don't understand. I know it's a miracle. It's a miracle just to know that God is with me wherever I go. It's a miracle as big as can be that he can make a miracle of me. Who shows the birds how to build a good nest? How can the geese fly so far without rest? Why do the ducks go south and not west? I
We usually don't have one boy right after the other, but Jonathan's song fits so well here, I think we'll have his scripture and song right now.
1 Corinthians 2:9 through 12. It is written, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit who searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." God's Word is your door to adventure. God's Word is your door to adventure, 'cause living for Jesus is always an adventure. And God's Word is the door. You can read about old Daniel when he was with the lions, Elijah in the desert, and the ravens brought him bread. You can climb to get the Ten Commandments and gather stones with David to knock Goliath dead. You can sail with Paul and Silas and go with them to prison and get a drink of water from the woman at the well. You can journey with the wise men to find the baby Jesus and listen to the parables the Savior used to tell. God's Word is your door to adventure. God's Word is your door to adventure, 'cause living for Jesus is always an adventure. And God's Word is the door.
And now it's time for Company Corner. And today we're in Company Corner with a little girl who, well, let's see, what color hair do you have?
Yellow.
Yellow. Would you call it blonde, maybe?
Yes.
Yes, I think so, too. What's your name?
Katie.
And how old are you, Katie?
6.
6 years old. And you have a good song that tells us all about love and what love is.
Love is a very special thing. A smile, a tear, a soft sound.
Before we get back to our music and on to our good story, a quick reminder that if you're not getting Keys for Kids regularly, you can without having to ask for it every other month. Oh, we have so many good letters that come in all the time from those who are using Keys for Kids. I'm 14 and I love the Keys for Kids books. I try to read them every day so I can read my Bible every day. Good idea, huh? And this one from a girl who says, I love reading the stories from Keys for Kids. I've been getting it for 6 months and I love it. My grandmother is the one to thank. She ordered it for me, and I've been reading them every day so far. So, grandparents, yes, you can ask to have your grandchildren sent a copy, and then if they write and ask for it regularly, we'll put them on the mailing list as well. Now, here's where you write to get on the mailing list for Keys for Kids every other month. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, either way, we'll get it. P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us and ask to be put on the mailing list. That email address is keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org.
Now, just before our story, Get Smart, which tells us what it means to fear God, Doreen sings our beautiful Go Along With the Story song, Heavenly Father, I Appreciate You.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled Get Smart. Our story opens in Mr. Brewer's Junior Sunday School classroom.
There's one verse a day for the next month.
I sure would like to go to the Science Museum, but I don't know if I can memorize a verse a day for a month.
Sure you can, Michael. It's not hard.
I won't have any trouble learning them. I'll win the $5 prize for learning the most extra verses, too.
Oh, don't be too sure about that, Jason Wilson.
Why not? I always win.
Please, let's not argue about it. It is important to memorize the Word of God, but it's also important to have a right attitude about it. I'll give you a copy of the verses as you leave the room. But first, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for being here.
Debbie, wait for me.
Ooh, that Jason Wilson makes me so mad.
I know, me too. Why don't you come home with us this afternoon?
Good idea. Then we can start working on our verses. I'll ask my mother. I want to win just to show Jason he's not so smart.
We're glad you're coming home with us, Tammy. It's been a long time since you've been to visit us.
Did you have a good Sunday school class this morning, kids?
Sure did. We're starting a new contest.
Oh?
Everyone who learns a verse a day for this month gets to go to the Science Museum in the city.
Mm.
The one who learns the most extra verses gets $5.
Wow.
Jason Wilson is already bragging that he's going to win.
He makes me sick.
Tammy, now that's not a nice thing to say.
But it's true, Dad. Jason's smart, all right. A smart aleck.
Michael.
Say, Uncle Bob, what's that down the street from your house with a high fence around it?
Oh, that's the transformer for the new power plant.
Why all the danger? Keep out signs on the fence.
Because there are high voltage lines running into it. Lots of electricity. It's an extremely dangerous place.
What's for dinner, Mom? I'm starved.
There's roast beef, mashed potatoes, corn on the cob, and...
As usual,
I ate too much. I think it's time for a nap.
I'll help you load the dishwasher, Aunt Ruth.
Oh, not this time, Tammy. You're company. I'll help. What are you kids planning to do this afternoon?
We're going to start memorizing Bible verses.
Oh, Tammy, do we have to start today? I thought we'd go to the park. Who wants to study on Sunday afternoon?
I do. I want to win. Let's go out in the yard. I'll go get my list. Are you afraid of God, Michael?
No, I don't think so. He's my heavenly Father. He loves me. Why should I be afraid of him?
But this verse says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." I wonder what it means.
I don't know.
Hi, you guys. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Jason. We're studying Bible verses. We already know...
Hush! Don't tell him.
We've already learned several.
I'm not going to start until later. It won't take me long to learn them all. My dad says I have a photogenic mind.
A photo what?
A photogenic mind means I just look at something and remember it, like a camera taking a picture.
Oh, sure.
Well, I do. Say, Michael, why don't you get your bike and come with me?
Can't. I have company.
Do you mean her?
Sure.
She's just your cousin. You don't have to entertain her.
Where are you going?
To climb the fence around the power station transformer. Rick dared me to do it.
Don't do that, Jason. My dad said we should never go there.
Why not? I'm not afraid of getting caught.
But it's dangerous.
Ha ha ha. Might be for little girls and babies. But I'm not afraid of danger. I'm not afraid of anything or anybody. You coming?
No, it's too dangerous. Why do you think they put up that high fence with warning signs on it?
To keep out scaredy cats like you. We'll have a good time playing with the girls, Michael. Afraid of his daddy, afraid he'll get hurt. Stupid little Michael ought to wear a skirt.
Oh, he makes me so mad. He deserves to get hurt.
We've got to stop him.
But how? He's bigger than we are.
I'm gonna tell my dad.
Call the police, Ruth. Stay here, children. I'll try to catch him before he gets... We were almost too late. If the men from the emergency squad had been just 2 minutes later, Jason would have died. He touched a high-voltage wire just as they arrived. They think he will live, but it will be a long, painful road to recovery. And he will probably be scarred and crippled for life.
Jason said that he wasn't afraid of anything.
Well, there are some things we should fear.
Are we supposed to be afraid of God, Uncle Bob?
Well, not in the sense that we tremble and shake in his presence, Tammy, but we are to fear him in the sense that we respect him and we obey him.
You mean just like I obey you? I'm not afraid of you, but I am afraid to disobey you.
That's right, Michael. You know the rules that I make are for your own good. If you disobey them, you might get hurt. The keep-out signs around the transformer were not to scare people, but to warn them.
Jason said Michael was stupid for being afraid. I wonder if he still thinks that.
Smart children fear many things, and it keeps them out of trouble.
So that's what the verse means.
Verse? What verse, Tammy?
Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Mm-hmm. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever.
It's one of the verses we learned this afternoon.
Let's learn some more, Michael, and not just to beat Jason. We need to know God's commandments so we can obey them and keep out of trouble.
You know, boys and girls, I remember, years ago, back when I was in college, and I attended a church service, and I heard a gospel quartet sing. Now, I love gospel quartets, but the song they sang went something like this: "Have you talked to the man upstairs?" And I thought, oh, that's no way to talk about our great God. We certainly want to be in fellowship with God. We want to think of him as a loving, caring, heavenly Father, and he is. But we must also remember that God is holy. He is righteous. So we should fear God, not be afraid of him. There is a difference. When we fear God, we respect him, we obey him, and yes, we are afraid to disobey him. But we are not afraid of God himself, in that we don't want to talk to him and have him talk to us. Well, I hope today's story has been a help, boys and girls. God is love, yes, but God is also holy. Well, time's up for today's visit. Hey, don't forget, write today for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now. God bless you, and thanks so much for listening.